to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one Ginger. We're back again. We're Howdy. Still wearing merch.
Vintage merch.
Your merch is a Talk Murder to Me sweatshirt that we're not selling anymore, but it was a good one.
It's old school. I feel a little weird wearing it because I don't wear pink.
You look great.
Thank you.
Pink's a good color on
it. And I had little matching pink shoes. Wow. I really leaned into it. But then I was like, no one can see it. Well, so I took off the shoes.
Nobody can see your shoes.
Yeah. It's better to be comfy.
It is better to be comfy. I'm in pajamas, like usual. Jared's still not wearing any merch.
Nope.
It's kind of rude.
Sorry.
How are we feeling today?
Feeling good. In the neighborhood. So
yeah.
I'm on my second mango cart of the day.
We got some champagne. We got some hint water.
Ooh.
This watermelon one.
Delicious. Is
amazing.
I know. It really has a hint of flavor. This is not an ad.
Not an ad.
But this I'm is like, not an ad.
You know what? Some people, they're like, yeah, it's like this or that. I'm like, it really is a hint.
Hint is good. It was a good name for them.
It really is a hint of the thing.
Yeah. It's perfect. Yeah.
Sometimes all you want is a hint. I don't want a lot of things.
I don't want a whole melon.
No.
It's well, like how you do your Aperol spritz.
Yes, with a hint of Aperol.
It's just, this time it's just water.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, should we get into the day today?
Yes, please.
Okay. This was another one of those days. Like, I know we've been starting to kind of do multiple days, not really leaning super hard into one. Today, we're leaning a little bit harder into one, but there are some other days that I want to talk about.
I'm thrilled about the day today.
Okay.
Oh, it's a whole thing.
Because you know.
Yeah, I looked.
Okay, good.
I don't know, so.
No, I'm also thrilled about it. I'm like, this is going to, because this is
funny.
I'm not going to like give you a spoiler alert, but it's something I'm always so fucking interested in. Yeah. I'm wondering like, with anything in life, I'm like, where did this begin?
How did this start? I can't wait to see Jared.
Well, please tell him. I don't know what this is.
Okay, I'm going to get into what the main day is because we'll just talk about it. And then I'll get into the other days. So today is March 23rd. Mm-hmm. And a lot of things happened on March 23rd. But in March 23rd, 1839, back in the day over 180 years ago.
Yeah. 200 got you there.
Nope. 200-ish. The word okay. Okay, like the letters okay, enters national vernacular.
Whoa.
So on March 23rd, 1839, the initials okay are first published in the Boston Morning Post. So okay is the abbreviation for all correct. Did you know that?
All correct.
O-L-L. K-O-R-R-E-C-T, which was a popular slang misspelling of all correct.
All correct.
Whoa.
All correct.
Wow.
So that's how we got
And is it the mistake comes from the old timey pronunciation? Correct.
I don't know, but it's how this happened and I thought was really, really interesting is that during the late 1830s, it was a favorite practice among younger educated circles to misspell words intentionally and then abbreviate them and use as slang when talking to one another.
Mm. Isn't it? Be like, we're going to other all the people who are poor by creating your own language.
That's basically what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they're taking these kind of phrases and then fucking them up and then abbreviate them. So they're really speaking some sort of like a pig Latin.
But not everybody's in on it, right? It's like when I get on TikTok and I'm like, what are these people saying?
Well, yeah, I started kind of looking up modern day slang and trying to figure out the origins of it because I'm like, this is so interesting.
From like a linguistic standpoint, it's fascinating. And it really sociologically, too, like the need that people have to do that. Well, like language.
What would you say our big one was when we were like, you know?
Was up. That's the one that I'm like, I don't know where. I know we've actually talked about this because I remember you went, Was up.
Was up.
I can think of me and Matt do a couple like, it's like Ja Mean or Ja Feel.
Yeah.
He does Ja Feel a lot.
Ja Feel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we probably don't even realize that we do it.
Because they're so ingrained in our like millennial vernacular.
Yeah, totally.
I think we know the ones that are more Gen Z, right?
I know what to stay away from.
Cap
is bussing for real.
Yeah, whatever.
Like Cap'n Crunch.
I might want to take this out. I sound like an idiot.
I think Cap means like it's
bust
not.
A cap.
No, it's like
cool.
A lie.
Oh,
no
it's
cap.
A lie. It's a lie.
Oh,
like no cap.
Yeah,
I've never heard that.
Cap is a lie. No cap is true.
But based on what?
It's something.
Based on something that someone
the words
said.
Together.
That's probably a TikTok. Okay. No, this
we'll figure it out.
Whatever. So, there other different abbreviations was Kai, which meant no use, but they would say. No use. And then KG was no go, like K-N-O-G, go. They're confusing.
Wow.
Oh, no. Like, they had, no go. Well, see.
Well, like K-N-O-W instead of N-O-go.
Yes. So they're basically like kind of making a riddle for these people that nobody else would understand.
Mm, how pretentious.
Language is fun.
It is.
It is. Language is
I
fun.
I love language.
Yeah, we
We're
don't
just
do
making
enough
it
with
up
it.
As we go.
We should do more.
It's. I mean, everything's fake.
There's a video
just
of,
fake thing.
Sorry, this is a little bit off topic. There's a video of the singer of Buck Cherry, and he's on stage, and he goes, "Words, man, we made them up."
Fair.
Fuck yeah, dude. We did. Shut up. Fuck. Wow.
All of them.
Dude, it's crazy.
Humans, not so dumb.
I just had an existential crisis. Yeah. It's really like math nowhere. Is fake. It's all fake. Okay, so... For True Crime Rewind, we're going to talk about different idioms and slang and where their origins came from.
I love that, but you have to talk about the pigeon day.
No, I know. I'm going back.
Because my whole Costanza stance is based on that.
Oh, okay. So that was the day you were excited about, not the okay. Okay. Now we're going ahead in time. We started in 1839. Now we're going to 1957.
My whole bit depends on this.
Yeah.
Moment.
If you don't do this, yeah. I'm going to seem real stupid.
Okay. 1957, March 23rd.
Big day.
The U.S. Army sells the last of their homing pigeons. Now, Jared, do you know what a homing pigeon is?
Of course I do.
Okay, then you explain it.
A homing pigeon is a pigeon that's trained to go to a specific location.
And take a letter. They take messages.
They can, well, that's so a carrier pigeon. But a homing pigeon, whatever. I do believe, was just trained between a couple locations. They were probably to carry a message. I don't know. Maybe I don't know what this is.
Well, you're
maybe
correct.
You don't.
Okay.
You're correct. They're used by the United States Army during World War I and World War II, and they were like the main form of communication back in the day. Yeah. They were used for reconnaissance purposes, and during World War II, the force consisted of 3,150 soldiers and 54,000 war pigeons. And they were considered an undetectable method of communication. Wow. So they were basically...
I wonder if the enemy has had knowledge of that. I mean, I'm sure they found out from like their double spies and shit, but like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, birds, very
fascinating.
Unassuming.
It said over 90% of U.S. Army messages were sent by pigeons. Oh, no. 90% of U.S. Army messages sent by pigeons were received. So they were really...
That's an effective delivery system. Wow.
Considering they didn't have email or anything, can
or
you
phones.
Imagine?
Oh, no, they had phones. But yeah,
they had
that's
phones,
crazy.
But... They can be intercepted.
I know.
They could be.
Dun, dun, dun.
Or, you know,
so basically they carried them and they were using them until 1957. And then on March 23rd, 1957, 15 hero pigeons were donated to zoos and about 1,000 other pigeons were sold to the public. That'd be a really cool pet to buy.
To be honest, yeah. Pigeons get a bad rap.
Pigeons are.
No, they're obviously smarter than
They're obviously smarter than every bird except for a parrot that can talk. You know, like
we are pro parrot around
they're
here.
Just under those parrots yeah. and those birds on TikTok.
Yeah, it is kind of fucked up. Like they were used for war
and they're smart, but everyone treats them like vermin on the street. Vermin.
Yeah. Well, they're dirty.
They're
Says
not.
Who?
They're not dirty.
They just hang out in dirty spots because everyone's mean to them.
Yeah, that's true. They've been ostracized.
Leave the pigeons alone.
Like the people that were not privy to okay.
Yeah, you could almost say they're like George Costanza in a way.
That is true. Everybody and I guess we're going to hear yeah. why later.
Oh, that's not any sort of foreshadowing,
not
right?
Not taking it up yeah, for anything. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so the last day that we're getting into today is another Florida man story because I got inspired by last week and I had to get back into it.
Yeah,
so
love that for us.
This only happened 1 year ago today.
What?
And Jared, you're going to resonate with the story.
Can't wait.
On March 23rd, 2022, a Florida man was arrested for drugs after getting trapped in a porta potty. Now, the reason why I said, I don't know if you've talked about it on the podcast or if you know.
Tell the story.
Okay.
Well.
Would you want me to tell you about this guy first?
How about I do, well, I was going to put porta potties on the stand.
That's fine. Do you want to tell your story during that?
Let's do that.
Okay. Great idea.
Stay tuned.
I'll tell you the story and then Jared can tell his story for on the stand. So it said a Florida man was left screaming after getting trapped in a porta potty, then was promptly busted for drug possession by the cops who bailed him out. Bystanders called Naples police after hearing James Gauss, 34, for shouting help Sunday night while he was stuck in the mobile latrine.
Mm. Mobile latrine.
An arriving deputy heard his yells and spotted his foot protruding from the porta potty's door. The officer successfully dislodged him and told him to sit down nearby. He told cops that he had somehow gotten his foot jammed and couldn't get out. Cops searched the john and found a powdery substance that later tested positive for fentanyl.
Uh-oh.
He was placed under arrest and now under... He was placed under arrest and now faces several drug-related charges.
Fentanyl. Wow, bro.
So that's your Florida man story for the day. And I just, anytime I hear porta potty, I'm just like, Jared, he's got the best story.
You want to hear something amazing?
Yeah.
In my neighborhood, someone bought one and put one out front of their house and put a sign on it that says $2.
Really?
Yeah, me and Matt are mystified by it.
How do you know where to put the $2?
We don't know. It just
is there
says
a guy
$2.
Like tending
I
it?
I think a guy's always home. I don't know. And so we're like,
go up and knock at his
we
door.
We haven't seen it used, but we were like, do we call the Better Business Bureau?
Is
like,
it is locked?
I don't try. I
so
haven't
you're
tried
basically
it.
Trying to take advantage of the unhoused
yeah.
and charge them
yeah.
for using
yeah.
your porta potty. Yeah. That's on people's.
That's capitalism, baby.
That is
I
fucking
hate
capitalism.
It. I
that's
hate
so
it.
Fucked up.
I'll send pics.
Yeah. Wait, that's crazy.
I know.
That is a Curb Your Enthusiasm episode.
Yes.
Like,
yes, it is.
Larry, like Larry's neighbor doing that. Like
Larry would do it.
Or Larry oh, yeah. would do it.
Larry did this. I'm almost sure of it.
Oh my gosh, I love it so much. Well, I mean, I hate it.
I want to meet
it's
this neighbor.
Insane.
I want to know what they're all about.
I know. I need to know. Do you know what neighbor it is?
Oh yeah.
You know? Okay. I need
we'll
to
talk
learn more later.
We'll talk offline.
We can't give their identity away.
Wow.
Okay. Well, when we come back, we've got some bitching to do.
Please rise. Court is now in session.
All rise.
Call the first witness.
How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Okay, welcome to On the Stand. Every day we bring a person, place, thing, or an idea to the stand. We either love it or we hate it. We have a healthy discussion. Vote if it's guilty or not guilty. Bring it to Instagram. You people vote if it's guilty or not guilty. I think we'll probably have a listener on the stand.
Oh, and we have one.
And Jared knows the number.
I
if you would like to
number.
Call
it's
and
so
send in your On the Stands.
It's so funny because I finally have this number memorized. And it's 818-446-6889. 818-446-6889.
God. I have to memorize that.
Off the top of my head.
Good luck. I can't memorize them.
Jared, I think you should go first because you're putting porta potties on the stand. It's no surprise.
I teased this earlier. Everybody knows I'm saying porta potties are going on the stand today. I am prosecuting them. And the thing is, well, let's see. Where do I start here? me and Jack come from a background of being on tour. That's how we met. On the Warped Tour, and the only option is a porta potty. So that's something that is just part of your day. You wake up.
It's really given me the capabilities to be able to go to the bathroom anywhere.
So, like, in a way, I respect them because it was kind of the only option for like months at a time every time we would do the Warped Tour.
But
they're
just
so. How
is it to go hungover inside one?
It's hungover, and let's not forget we are in places like Florida in the heat of the summer.
And there's like spiders in them, and like it's just
spiders.
Yeah, it's so for me that's a huge problem. Like,
spiders in them.
If you play like a wooded area, like there's some of the festival grounds were in these like really wooded, like there's like a canopy and there's. You know, like a row of porta potties, and then they would have like these big spooky spiders in them.
Spooky.
That's not my
mine
vibe.
Was just yeah. There's just a lot of people.
Anyways,
doing business
being
in
hungover, being not hungover, being drunk, being sober, it doesn't matter. Being in a porta potty sucks.
Yeah. mm-hmm.
But for me, it was especially sucky. One morning, I woke up and I was definitely hungover, and it was like 7 a.m. So I'm like scouring the festival grounds, and they drop them off like for the day of the festival. So there's a big row of them, and you want to go early because you get. To be the first
a clean one.
Yeah.
Nice clean porta potty.
So I go in, there's like this big cluster of them. I'm like, wow, my luck, you know? And so I walk in and do what I came to do. And in the middle of it, I hear a beeping and a truck is apparently outside. They haven't placed them yet. They've just dropped them off. They need to then be distributed among like the different areas in the fairgrounds. So then I feel like a...
Like the fork go under it to lift it up.
You know exactly what you're feeling.
And I'm like, oh shit, my pants are like around my ankles. And then it lifts up. And then I'm like, oh fuck. And then I start moving. And the problem was, so the forklift goes into the front of the porta potty where
the door was.
So the door can't open now.
So you're just in there.
So
yeah,
I'm
you're
in
stuck.
There.
You're trapped.
And I'm screaming. And I'm like, help, 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 help. And I'm being driven on like bumpy, grassy fields for like 5 minutes. And I'm screaming. And I finally get like my hand out of the door like this much. And I hear some guy go, hey, there's a guy in there. And so they stop and they put me down. And I'm like in shock.
Did you
I'm
pull
like,
your pants up?
I pulled my pants up.
I know. Wait. Were you okay? I have a question. I got to know more. When you were in the porta potty being lifted around,
were you done?
Did you pull your pants up mid that, or were your pants down the entire?
Pants were down the whole time.
The entire journey. And
see,
once you landed,
that would have been the first thing I did before I even yelled.
No,
I would have made sure if someone
couldn't...
stopped and helped me that I was prepared for the help.
Yeah,
because I don't want anyone opening the door.
Pants down.
No.
My pants were down for the whole ride.
Because that's the difference between men and women. Like, classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First thing would be like,
How do I cover myself?
Yeah, how do I cover myself? Because I could die.
Well, my worry was
or somebody could take a picture of me and it would end up on the internet.
Or assault me.
Yeah.
And say I asked for it because my pants were off.
Oh my God.
Classic being a woman.
Seriously. Yeah.
Well, as a larger man, I was afraid to stand up because I didn't want to shift the weight and fall off the thing.
Imagine. So, well, because that's what I was going to say to you. If the fork is lifting from the front and your weight is in the back, that could have toppled over.
Well, that's why I didn't want to move
and
a
lot. And then the shit that you just
which would have been way worse.
But at least it was a fresh porta potty.
Not after he used it.
To my knowledge, it was, but whatever. Anyways, they set me down after this guy screams, and I step out of the thing, and there's like 45 people, and they're all laughing. And they're like, dude, was it people you knew? I was like, what do you fucking think that was like?
Was it people you knew?
I didn't know any of them. They were like people that were working like the, you know, they're like stage hands and like vendors.
Oh my God, was everyone cracking up?
Oh, dude.
And oh my God, it was so fun to see.
Thank God no one was doing cameras back, like phone cameras.
Yeah, I mean, we had them. This was in the age of the iPhone. But I got out of there pretty quick. I was like, I'm out of here. And then took a shower and stuff.
Are they like, is that guy from the band The Maine?
Yeah.
That's a fucking loser. They got trapped in the porta potty.
But you know what's funny is for the rest of that tour, I'd go out in the morning and I'd look at them and I would think like, okay, have these been lined up already? Is this where they're supposed to be?
Yeah, does this make sense for a porta potty location?
That is
yes
so
or no?
Funny.
But anyways, I'm against the porta potty. I obviously have PTSD because I would hear a beeping and start freaking out like days after that.
You didn't deserve that.
I mean, the visuals that story gives you is just, I can imagine you up there, a little helpless Jared with his pants down by his ankles, yelling for help, getting lifted around.
I wish I was there.
The journey you took.
So I'm saying guilty.
Guilty.
Sorry.
I'll say guilty. Fine.
I mean, from these two stories, they're pretty guilty, but honestly, in a pinch, I really appreciate them.
Me too.
Yeah.
I don't want them gone.
It's better than like the woods.
No. I'll say that. Yeah. I want them around.
Yeah.
But I don't, they're not my preference.
No, I don't think they're
Don't get rid
preference.
Of them, but I don't like them.
Yeah. What a thankless job these porta potty, I mean, have. Like, no one likes
being
them.
A porta potty?
But we need them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
They're necessary.
They're like the foundations of the.
A mobile latrine.
What a concept.
Okay, I'll go next, I guess. So. We have so many flying and airport on the stands. We've talked about it a million times, but unfortunately, just so much weird shit happens when you travel, right?
That's right.
And I'm putting something on the stand that gets so shamed on the internet. Like, whoa. People hate when people do it, but I do it on every single flight. And that is, when the flight lands, I stand up immediately and I pull all of my shit out of the upper, what the hell are they called?
The overhead.
Oh, the overhead compartments. People get shamed so much on TikTok for doing this. Like, everybody hates it.
I've shamed you for it.
You've shamed me for it. Like, every time. You get embarrassed when I do it.
I do.
But I have to do it.
I hate it.
Why do you have to do it?
Well, the reason why I do it is the reason why I think everybody hates, like, they don't want people to do it.
Because you're excited to be there?
No, I'm not excited to be there.
She's blocking people out.
Well, I'm not blocking people out. I go and get my stuff and bring it down because it takes me a while to fucking get it down and like put my backpack on my thing. So then when it becomes time for me to actually leave and exit the plane, I am fucking snappy. I'm ready to go. I go immediately. And when I get my stuff down, I put it kind of like, I tuck it in my little seat. So if anybody else wants to do anything, they do it. But people just don't, they don't like when people do that.
Yeah, they don't. I don't.
Why?
Because I just think it's, like, why not just wait till it's your turn to get up and grab your shit and go?
Because then I'm
then
holding
it takes
the
a
line.
Long time.
I'm holding the line back.
I do the same thing. Okay. I don't do it right away, but once I'm like, there's like 10 people ahead of me that are, then I'll do it.
Okay.
I wait a bit and then I do it right, like,
as people are rustling.
Because I can't do it right before because it takes a while.
Oh my
well, as sure, then I gotta check my space to make sure I didn't drop anything.
As the damsels in distress as that we are, it's like, you know, you're the stuff's falling down, you're trying to catch it, you're trying to put it. I also can't like lug my suitcase and my backpack and my jacket.
That's what I was gonna say. The stuff falling down, that's another thing, is a safety issue, because if the people in front of you have already gone, chances are your bag is above or in front of you, so you're gonna grab that. You have a less of a chance of hitting
someone. I did almost drop my suitcase on a guy's head the last
so there's show. That too, you know.
Yeah,
but I didn't.
You did. Okay. It all worked out.
I mean,
I'm just saying, I can see why people are against this.
I can see one day somebody taking a video of me doing it and be like, this fucking loser.
Yeah, but dork. I just think
But like by I feel like people think it's inconsiderate, but like I'm trying to do it to be considerate. So I'm not inconsiderate when like the line is being held up.
I see no issue with this as long as you're not clapping when the plane lands.
I thought that's what you were gonna say. You're like, when the plane lands, and I stand up, and I was like, and start clapping,
and I start chanting, Jared. How many flights have we taken together that I have not clapped when it lands?
Anyways,
although I am happy the pilot got us there, but he doesn't need to clap, does he? That's his job.
I mean,
if you think about what he just did, though, he kind of deserves a clap.
Jared and I have been watching the MH370 documentary about the Malaysian flight.
I'm not watching that shit. Too scary.
It's spooky.
Yeah, you're really glad when the plane lands.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, what they just did was fly 300 people through the air.
It's insane.
It's unbelievable.
In this documentary, they keep having clips of just like you're like in the deep sky, and you kind of see the airplane just sort of like crawling along. And I'm like, this shit is fucking freaky.
Nope.
Too spooky. I don't want to see a plane so tiny just kind of making its way through the atmosphere. It is fucking freaky.
We know we're little ants already. I don't need any more visuals.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. That is spooky.
I mean,
yeah.
it's a metaphor of how insignificant
it's existential.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's
okay.
Like really freaks me out.
I don't need it.
Okay, anyways.
need to keep the faith going.
Just live your
importance of our lives.
Live my little life.
I need to keep talking so my thoughts don't take over.
Yeah, let's keep it moving. Okay. Next subject.
Not guilty.
Not guilty.
Guilty.
Okay, guilty. Yeah, not guilty. I agree. I think you should do what you want to do with your stuff.
I don't think you should. I think you should do what I want you to do.
No.
There you go.
Do guilty. What you want. Okay, I'm putting something on the stand. Something nostalgic.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I saw an interesting collab, and I don't remember what it was, but it was Lisa Frank and something. And I'm just saying, let's bring Lisa Frank stuff back.
I think they're trying to.
I want bright colors. It's like what Juicy Couture was doing with Mayo. Like, give me Lisa Frank mixed.
Couture.
Yes. Or like an eyeshadow palette. Like, I want an adult thing mixed with Lisa Frank.
How is this
I actually
not
have a Lisa Frank eyeshadow palette.
That's probably what I saw.
They did a collab. I don't know if it was with
Morphe. Give me cake mix, Lisa Frank. Like,
oh, that's
give me fun. Like, that's the thing. Like, I used to love their notebooks and pencils and their school supplies. And I saw it and I got a little burst, a little drop of dopamine.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that felt nice.
Yeah.
Where can we work this in some more?
It's just that color, those colors together, that palette is just such a 90s
and it was
thing.
Like, it does make you so happy.
And it was like ponies and unicorns, like all the shit. Like, I don't know, as little girls, the shit like I loved.
Yeah.
Well, it's just the fantasy that we all need in our lives.
It was like
again.
Pokemon in rainbow, you know? Yeah. It was like just the most fantastical fantasy images. And I was like, dude, if my fucking notebook with my to-do list in it was Lisa Frank, I feel like I would change as a person.
I really think that they're available. I think
I'm
you can
going
find
to I know it's available, but like, I'm saying let's make it a thing. Let's blow it up.
What are the chances? Because I'm just thinking about like the sneaker world. What are the chances that there's been like a sneaker collab?
Probably.
It had to have happened.
I'm saying like it'd be so cool if they did like a designer collab where it was like Lisa Frank for Fendi or something. And they made like fucking bright ass amazing
purses.
How has Gen Z not taken advantage of this yet?
I think maybe they have. We gotta Google, but I'm just saying I think we should all do Lisa Frank. Yeah. Not guilty.
It would bring us like a little bit more joy in our sad lives.
Tiny bit of serotonin.
Yes, not guilty.
Love this.
Not guilty.
Okay, well when we come back, it's time for some true crime rewind.
Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't, and The RealReal makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For The RealReal, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on TheRealReal.com using code FIRST. That's TheRealReal.com using the code FIRST.
True crime. Ah, it's rewind time.
Okay, so we told you about the origins of Okai, which wrinkle in my fucking brain.
Totally.
So I got inspired to find some origins of popular slang or popular idioms that we kind of use today, and we have no idea like what the fuck they mean.
Okay.
Fun. I love it.
Okay. You know the term take the cake. Like blah, blah, blah.
That takes the cake.
That takes the cake.
That
That's
takes the cake.
Thing.
Like they're the best. They took the cake, whatever. So this came from cakewalks. Do you guys remember?
No.
We used to do cakewalks at my school, like
What's
my elementary
cakewalk?
School. It's basic. Well, the original cakewalks were popular in the 19th century, and different couples would just dress up in really fancy outfits and just walk around kind of in circles.
But cakewalk is also of saying like something is easy. It's a cakewalk.
It's a cakewalk. Well, because cakewalks seem to be easy.
So
I think all they did
dressed
is walk
up
around.
Walking but, in circles. But I get it. Okay.
Wait, but like, is it like a debutante thing? Is it
no,
like?
I think just like normal people would just kind of get in some cool outfits and then just walk around, strut around. And then the best walk, if you had the best walk, you would win a cake for a prize.
What?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
What?
And
that's
so,
a wild concept.
And then it says the cakewalk was soon used to describe something that could be done very easily. And it's very possible that that's how we got the phrase piece of cake.
But if it's so easy, why is it a contest?
I don't know.
How do you decide who wins?
It's like who's marginally better at chilling.
At straight walk.
Honestly, a cakewalk sounds so nice. That's what we should do.
Next birthday party.
It's like, I have all these nice clothes. What am I going to do with them?
Do a cakewalk.
I should walk
I'm
going to
walk around and earn some cake.
Yeah. As long as the cakewalk can have some wine, like that sounds amazing.
It doesn't sound so bad.
It's like the new hot girl walk.
We should bring back cakewalks.
Yeah. Okay. Cakewalk.
Cakewalk 2023.
All right.
I'm very into this.
Not again.
Back.
Okay. So the next one is pushing the envelope. You know, if somebody is doing something new.
Oh, you're pushing the envelope,
pushing
buddy.
The envelope.
Oh, wait. No, that's a threat.
No, it's like you're my dad. Like it's like you're this close to getting fucked up by me.
No,
no, pushing the envelope is like cutting edge. It's
oh,
like
you're pushing the envelope.
You're like, whoa. Okay,
that's not right.
So either you or your dad had a misunderstanding on push the envelope.
You're pushing the envelope.
You're pushing my buttons, maybe.
Yeah,
pushing my buttons. No,
pushing
the
envelope
is like
ahead of the curve.
Yeah, doing something super like you're doing something nobody else is doing. You're
isn't
like
that innovative.
Yeah, it's like innovative.
It is innovative. Yeah.
Okay.
It
is. So for our version of pushing the envelope, not Alexis's version.
You better quit pushing
off.
The envelope.
I grew up in a sad home.
You are pushing the envelope, Alexis. Okay. Anyways, the envelope that we're talking about is not an envelope. Like it's not an envelope that we sent her save the dates in. It's actually a flight envelope. Did you know this, Jared?
No.
Okay, the flight envelope of an aircraft is a measure of its airspeed, load factor, or altitude capabilities. So when you're pushing the envelope in
you're
airspace,
pushing it to its limits.
You're testing the bounds of safety when flying an aircraft, not gently nudging an actual envelope across the
table. Testing the bounds, though.
So it
still works in my
it qualifies.
I'm pushing it.
I actually, yeah, I get it, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you're pushing. I think that there's a different word
for
that.
You're on the brink of something.
I think you might have been right this whole time, and I just gave you a bunch of shit for no reason.
No, pushing the envelope is like a creative thing.
I don't think so.
I
Google it.
I love how we have like little misinformation
Google
like segments sometimes.
Listen, our Facebook group, etc., Patreon, everyone weigh in because it's like I was always used like you're really pushing the envelope, like something bad's gonna happen, like flying too close to the sun.
Okay,
that's the context I
have. Yeah, I get that.
I buy it. I'm in.
Yeah.
Okay. Next idiom: cats out of the bag.
Oh,
like, the secret's revealed. Whatever. Yeah. So cats out of the bag came from farmers. They used to stick little suckling pigs in bags and they would take them to market.
That is so sad.
But if a farmer was trying to rip somebody off, they would put a cat in the bag instead. So if the cat got out of the bag, everyone's on to the ruse, which is how we use the phrase today.
No one looked in the bag to be like, let me see what I'm buying.
Also, the cat is not like making cat noises. Or
also, like,
making...
that is so fucking sad.
I know, baby.
Animals,
please.
Keep the animals out of the bag.
Let's get rid of this whole thing can go. This idiom's out of here.
Oh, well, you know, PETA tried to get rid of, like, all the idioms that have to do with animals.
I'm not against it. And I'm not pro PETA, but I'm not against this idea.
You gotta get the animals out of the bags, at least.
Yeah.
Get them out
of
the bags.
No pigs in the bags, please.
Okay, next one is an icebreaker. You know, obviously you say like a funny question to break the ice and like get everybody comfortable. So this came from when countries used to send little boats out to break up the ice for big boats to other countries that were coming into port. This was a sign of friendliness between the countries. So now we obviously use icebreakers at a party in a metaphorical way, but it was literally used in a literal way.
It makes perfect sense.
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
Wrinkles all over my brain.
I know.
My all brain over. Is a raisin.
Next one.
I assume you don't mean size.
My brain is a tiny little raisin.
My brain is a raisin. We're just gonna put that up in a by meme. Itself.
My brain is a raisin. Yeah. And just it like, is. Boop. Okay, next one is humble pie. You know, like when somebody has to like...
Oh, you have a big piece of humble pie over there. He so, ate some humble pie.
He is pushing the envelope. He's got to eat a piece of humble
That's
pie.
That's right.
Is humble pie like karma kind of a thing?
Yeah. Oh, it's like when somebody is like too big for their britches yeah. and then they have to like, you know, they get
well, they get
like,
knocked down off their high horse. Yeah, yeah. Then so they ate some humble pie.
So you'd think that had to do with like humility. Like yeah. they're humbling yeah. themselves. Humble pie came from humble pie, which was a real pie back in the day.
Sounds gross.
There was a pie that was filled with the innards of game, and it was a food for servants or people of other lowly station. So humble pie was a real thing that just somehow makes
like gizzard pie, like Thanksgiving, the giblins.
It's like so hot dog pie.
It's like you were the wealthy person who doesn't eat it, and now you're eating it.
Exactly.
You're like, eating yeah. the humble pie, which is... You didn't think you'd have to eat that.
Yes.
You're and now yeah. you're
look at you.
It.
You're not what you thought you were.
Exactly.
Yeah. But no one should have to eat that.
Nobody should.
I don't think people really do anymore. I mean, they might.
Never does.
I sure hope not.
Okay, so the next one is a loophole. Everybody knows what a loophole
Love
is.
Love loopholes. That's the Slytherin way.
That is just the key to life is finding a loophole in everything.
That's right.
So a loophole in the Middle Ages was a small slit-like opening in a castle wall that men would fire their bows or musketeers through. The only openings in a seemingly impenetrable wall were these slits that a child or small adult could squeeze through. So a loophole is a very, very small opening or an out in a seemingly airtight law, which only a few people can do.
I like knowing that those are called loopholes. I didn't know what they were called.
Yeah, just the tiny, tiny yeah. little sliver is called a loophole.
Wow.
I lost you for a while, but I love loopholes.
I could tell that by your face. Like, so basically, it's like
little
a wall.
Slit windows.
It's like a fortress. You have a fortress.
Oh,
and like a yeah. castle wall, and they would... You can fire an arrow out of it, but not much yeah, yeah, yeah. is going to make oh, it like through.
A kid could run through Love it, but that's that. It. Yeah. So Love that's that. They would kind of use those to like fire their arrows through to get through the impenetrable wall.
Love that.
Okay, we have two more. Next one.
We also forgot to do our on the stand, so we'll be doing that afterwards. Our submission.
Yeah, we always forget to do that.
Well, you know, they're not here.
No, they're not the fourth person here that's with right. us. Okay, so the next one is, I'll do one more.
Okay.
Spill the beans or white elephant?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
I need to know both.
Well, I love spill the beans because it actually has to do with beans.
Okay.
So
for once,
it's most likely derived from an ancient Greek voting process, which involved beans.
Beans.
Beans. People would vote by placing one or two colored beans in a vase, either white, meaning yes, or black or brown, meaning no. This meant that should somebody spill the beans, the secret results of the election would be revealed before intended.
No wow. one wants to do that.
Spill the beans.
Nobody wants to spill the beans.
Show your hand.
I bet back in the day, if you spilled the beans, you were dead.
Oh, you whoever the bean carrier was.
Oh, they're like, nope.
High stress job.
Oh yeah, my gosh. You got to run through that loophole or you're going to get shot in the head. Okay, yep. Last one. White elephant.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Legend has it, kings of Thailand used to give actual white elephants to people they wanted to punish. The white elephants were valuable and respected, but it also meant that they were expensive to take care of. So the kings hoped the present would drive the recipient into financial ruin. No, they just thought that the elephants would be so expensive to take care of that the person that they gifted them to would spend all of their money trying to take care of the white elephant.
See, I was thinking if it's white, its little sensitive skin will get sunburned and you need to put it in the shade and put sunscreen on it.
I mean, you probably do have to. They're probably albino
yeah.
elephants.
Yes. Rare.
Which well, are so cute.
So you're like kind of gifting them with a curse.
You're gifting them with a curse because they're going to have to take care of it and they're going to spend all of their money to take care of the white elephant.
Well, and next on the stand, don't give people pets as gifts. Don't do
don't
it.
Don't ever do
people,
that.
People, buy your own pets.
Unless you're like the parents of a child who really wants like a dog.
And you're going to take care of it. And not the kids.
Yeah. You're getting it.
You want your own dog, and your kid also happens to want a dog. That's when you get a dog.
A pet as a gift is a wild fucking move.
Terrible idea.
Yeah, keep them out of bags, too.
Yeah, no pets in bags.
Suckling pigs or anything.
Oh, no, nothing.
A little suckling piglet. Okay, well, when we come back, we're going to hear some bad things that you people did. Next.
You are a horrible person.
What's the worst thing you've ever done?
Okay, so welcome, Worsty Firsties. This is actually excellent that we actually did forget to do our On the Stand, because in a very unique once-in-a-lifetime situation, our On the Stand person is the same as our Worsty Firsty person.
What?
Oh, she called back-to-back. She called with her On the Stand, and she called right back with her Worsty confession.
And perfect. If you were wondering which phone number she called, it's 818-446-6889. And
this I'm going to remember that.
It's 818-446-6889.
That's so important and special. Thank you, Jared, for remembering that from your memory only.
Yes.
Okay, we're going to start with our Worsties on the Stand. We're going to get a little taste of who she is.
Ooh.
Then we're going to find out what bothers her. Then we're going to find out the naughty thing she did.
We're going to learn
basically every single thing about this.
All inclusive.
So good. All here inclusive. We go.
Hi, Firsties. I am calling to prosecute something on the Stand. It is the word, and I don't even like saying it for this, but it is the word moist. It gives me the heebie-jeebies. I hate it. I unfortunately have let other people in my life know I hate it, so they tend to use it around me a lot. But yeah, I didn't know I could hate something that a word so much, but I do. Thanks.
This is a source of great contention among humans.
I think that we probably talked about this in the beginning.
You hate panties, moist panties.
Moist, crusty panties is the full
Who
term.
Who said that to you, though? Where'd that term come from?
It's just three of the grossest words in the human language.
But crusty is good if it's like a grilled cheese.
Not if it's on a moist panty.
Why would it be on a moist panty?
Moist, crusty panties is the nastiest idiom. Well, it's not an idiom. I just made it up.
It's gross.
Phrase. No, I think we've talked about this before. I agree. I just got a package in the mail today, Jared.
Yeah, I was just thinking that when I heard this. You didn't even know what it was, and I saw it. I was like, what is moist face or whatever it was called?
No, it's like this packet. This will make you moist.
Yeah.
And it's called something face. I mean, it's probably a sponsor because I didn't order it, but I don't know what it is.
But I picked it up and I read that and I was like, ooh, how?
But it said moist on the outside of the box, and I was like, is this good or bad?
Or it's probably moisturizer, honestly. It's probably some skincare thing.
I just realized that moisturizer has the word moist in it.
That's right.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
That's the wrinkle I just got.
Sorry about all that.
Anyways, I'm going to say not guilty, because the best things in life are moist. Like swimming
Straight
pools.
Up. Yep.
Swimming the ocean, pools. Bathing suits, sailboat.
Yep.
Like,
yep. All that
a
stuff.
Moist sailboat.
A delicious glass of wine.
A cake.
Like dry things.
What's better than a moist cake?
Somebody I know used to offer me like a Kind bar, and I'd be like, that is the driest snack.
Dry.
I'd rather die than eat that.
It's like it's like eating a sand dune.
I need something a little moister. Yes. More
life
moist.
Life needs moisture.
You're not so bad at this.
No.
You can do this.
I love being moisturized.
That's right. You love moist.
Wow, I do.
The word moist has been memeified, and people are so against it. It's just an adjective.
Yeah.
That's all it is. Don't be afraid, people. Like,
why does everyone hate moist, but like, I don't know, musky is okay.
Well, moist just has, there's
musky
like a-
is worse.
No, moist, there's like a weird sexual connotation with it. Like,
and is that so bad?
That's what I mean. You know what word's worse, I think? Dank. Because dank is moist, but with a stank
Stinky.
On it.
Yeah. Yeah. But dank is never good.
Way worse.
Dank is bad.
And also as like a not weed smoker, like it doesn't resonate with me.
Oh, well, no. I mean, not even in that light. I'm just saying.
Well, I'm thinking dank is dank weed.
Oh, dude. Really, dude?
Dank. So dank.
Oh,
right?
Dude,
I smoked
a so
dank.
Oh, dude.
Anyways, I'm going to say not guilty because I like moisture.
I'm going to say not guilty because I just realized about moisture.
I'm glad you saw the light. Not guilty.
All right. Next.
Sorry.
Let's learn your other side
of you. But let's hear how naughty you are.
Nazi bitch.
Okay. This is going to be good.
Hi, guys. I'm just all over your phone number today. I just called in for the putting something on the Stand. So I wanted to call in. Like you guys, tell you guys a story about the worst thing that ever happened to me, not necessarily that I did, but so I went to college at Morehead State University. It was known as the hardwood capital of the world in the late 1900s, early 2000s. And at that time, Vera Bradley bags were super, super popular. So I had to have a whole set of those. You know, my mom was very reluctant to spend money on that kind of stuff. But nonetheless, she got me the whole set. Well, I decided to take one of the bags with some beer to a fraternity party that we went to. It was just full of beer and my student ID and a checkbook. Yeah, that's how old I am. So, anywho, I hid the purse in the kitchen of the fraternity house, and we hung out there a lot, and I went back the next day to get it, to retrieve my bag, and lo and behold, someone had taken a crap in it. I was getting in my purse to get my ID and my checkbook out, and needless to say, I could not touch it because somebody had released themselves from my purse. It ultimately became a big joke. They still laugh about it today. It sucks because I was such a naive, kind person back then. I couldn't think of anything off right off the bat to get back at this person. But we talk about it often, and I'm in my early 40s. So that would be one of the worst things that I've ever had done to me.
I mean, I think we're all just in a state of shock with that story. It is the worst thing that I've heard that's happened to somebody. Someone. That's not me.
Yeah, that's... No, I would be so traumatized to find that.
Who shits in a bag?
Like, not in... I just don't know who would do that. Like, who would do that? Like, are they standing around with their friends and doing it together? Like, what the fuck? Who does that?
I mean, unfortunately, when
Jared's
you go to, like...
processing. I want to know...
I know, Jared. What's
have you ever been like walking around the grocery store and then you just see someone has shit?
Shit, yeah.
In the grocery store?
In public, like.
Never.
Wait, didn't you see shit in like a department store?
Dude, I walked into a Burlington Coat Factory. Dude.
You're kidding.
I know you hate it when I take it here, but I'm going to just real
quick.
I'll keep
whole
it
subject
brief.
Matter.
But somebody, a human, shit on the floor on the entrance when I walked in. It was full-blown chaos. People were screaming and running, and a kid slipped in it, and it was all over the it was all over the place. And people were – it was like I had entered a war zone, and they were like, what do we do? And they were screaming and running out of the store and warning me, like, don't go in there. And then I went in to see what it was, and I was like – I don't
That's
need –
exactly what I thought.
Like,
I come in
I was
here.
Like, I do not need a coat this bad, and I left.
And that is ends our ad for the Burlington Coat Factory.
But my point is, who does this? Who's doing this? Where are they?
In her Vera Bradley. How dare you? I mean, wanted one so badly.
There's a little bit more of an excuse for hers because she's like at a frat party and it's like people are wasted. They're young.
Only a dude would do that. A
obviously,
woman would never do that.
But like...
I don't know. I don't know. All I'm saying is I don't know.
It seems like you have more of a thought than that. You're keeping yours
but
up.
I think
you said... You said without any other info to back it up, could only be a man.
No, I could see a woman doing it.
A woman is capable of this.
I could see a woman doing it.
I don't.
Just saying.
Not any woman I know.
No, not our friends.
I don't think you're friends with anyone who would do this.
Who would shit?
Hopefully not.
In a Vera Bradley purse.
Someone else's.
Maybe. I mean, you've heard those stories about like people that are like blackout, fucked up, wasted, and then they like wake up and they pee in some.
Peeing's different.
Well, maybe they had to shit and like they're half
they
awake
think
mind
you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, maybe it looks like a toilet.
I don't
sorts.
Think so.
Maybe it was like a porta potty adjacent.
Yeah.
Let's move on. I don't think you're a bad person. I think the person who did this to you is terrible.
And we thank you for your story.
Oh my God, you're perfect. And these two back-to-back things are amazing.
It led to the Burlington Coat Factory.
I don't
shit,
think you've ever laughed this hard on the show.
That was so fucking funny.
God, that's good.
All right. Well, what we have is a poem that I'm excited to hear because apparently it has to deal with home pigeons.
Okay, so first of all, I thought that the main topic of today was the pigeons. So we're just gonna.
I was like, oh my God, you're excited about idioms too?
You like the pigeons, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you didn't really.
This
look
is
at
George
the
Costanza as a pigeon, or adjacent to pigeons, whatever.
Okay.
In a lot of ways, I'm like a pigeon, pecking around without a vision. Being a nuisance is our shared religion.
Oh.
Another likeness that I've determined, both pigeons and I are considered vermin. And I will sue them with a street sermon.
Wow.
Oh my God, that might be your best one.
No way. okay.
It was really good. No, it was well was thought
Georgie
out.
Georgie boy, part, Barbie girl, but yeah.
That was the best one. I was like, I knew I had a favorite that was recent.
The last one.
Yeah. It was so good.
Well, that was still good.
Honestly, I spent 1 hour today on my patio being like, I'm going to drink this smoothie and really try.
And it shows.
And honestly, it does show. When you like put the time into the poem.
It shows.
Yeah. I'm sorry when it's don't. It's because I'm not inspired, but it's going to go. I'm changing
inspirations back.
That's
We're going.
I don't think we can. You don't owe greatness every week.
Honestly, there's only so much creativity to go around.
It comes and goes in waves.
That's right.
But I appreciate it when it is here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Great job.
All right. Love
you guys.
Good, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
See you on Tuesday on Patreon.
Bye.